Hey, what is that kind of vegetable? It's green, about this long.
Bell pepper?
Yeah. And those two, but it's kind of bit about this big around. And it's got white seeds on the inside. And if you cook it in water, then it gets real slimy.
Okra?
If you leave an apple around, it will dry up and
wither.
The kinds of leafy vegetables that grow in a garden.
Your cabbages, uh-huh. Lettuce. Oh no, lettuce doesn't grow in a garden, does it?
Yeah, it can. You can grow it in a garden. What do you say? They come in what? You get, or you can go to the store and get a
head of lettuce and a cabbage.
Yeah, and if you got two, you get
two heads.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get beans out of a pod by hand, then you say you have to
shell.
What other kinds of beans do you eat?
Black-eyed peas and buttered beans and string beans.
Do you call anything lima beans?
Butter beans. I thought those were the same thing.
What kind of greens do you like to eat?
No kind.
No kind. Well, what kind do you know then?
No turnip, collard, and mustard.
If somebody was speaking about your family, you have all those children, would they ever say heads of children? Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
If you had seven boys and seven girls, then you might say he had a what of children?
A bunch.
Have you ever heard the word passel?
No.
So you don't use it. When you pick corn, the green covering you take off the ears is the
I can't think. We had some corn. I remember pulling it. What's it called?
Do you ever say
shucks?
Is that what you call it?
The shuck.
That's right. So when you take this off, then you say you have to.
I have to shuck the corn.
Yeah. Of course. What kind of corn, when you eat it off the cob, what do you call it?
Corn on the cob.
And what other ways can you fix corn?
Cut it and fry it.
Mm-hmm. The thing that grows at the top of a corn stalk hangs over, kind of.
The little brown hairy stuff. I don't know what it's called.
You might have one of these on a curtain, on the bottom of a curtain. It's not fringe, but you might say this has got something on it. It might be balls or stuff.
Strings or something like that? Or?
Do you know the word tassel?
Of course.
How would you use that?
Let's see. The way I use tassel, I would think of tassel as most of the time is we have something on a curtain now that holds it back, and the little thing that hangs down is what we call a tassel.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how we use it, the little thing that holds the curtain back.
The stringy stuff that comes out the end of corn shucks, it's not the tassel, but the other stuff. It's real hard to get off when you're shucking the corn. You have to wash it and brush it and stuff and pull it off like that. You know what you call that?
Mm-mm.